The Scrubs and the Dubs. Time for bed. Yawned Mrs. Muffin of Muffin's Laundrette as she put a bowl of fruit and nuts down by the washing machines. The food was for the laundry sprites, little people who lived under the machines. They were called the Scrubs. Across the street, Mr. Greasy was sweeping rubbish from his laundromat out onto the pavement. He left some half-eaten hamburgers on the floor for his laundry sprites. They were called the Dubs.
Only my greedy Dubs will eat these, he grunted.
At midnight, the doors at the bottom of the machines in Muffin's Laundrette opened, and the Scrubs appeared. They set to work at once, cleaning and mending the machines. When they'd finished, they munched and crunched their meal of fruit and nuts. Then they put on their skates and started the music for the evening's roller disco. A few weeks before, Nubby Scrub had found a broken cassette player in the bin. There was a rock music tape jammed in it. The Scrubs mended it in no time, and Spanny made roller skates out of beads and pieces of wire. So now they had a disco every night. Across the road, the Dubs were fighting over the leftover burgers. They bit and scratched and pulled each other's hair until their leader, Big Tub Dub, shouted, "Gather round, my dirty Dubs, and hear my plan to get rid of them sickening Scrubs forever." Back in Muffin's Laundrette, the disco was in full swing. Nubby Scrub was showing off.
"Oh, ooh, look at me, everyone. I'm going to skate backwards with my eyes closed."
Spanny Scrub was still mending one of the machines. He'd taken the top off the drain by the waste pipe, and Nubby was skating towards it.
"Look out, Nubby! Mind the hole!" shouted everyone.
Crash! Ow!
It was too late. Nubby had fallen down the hole.
"Are you all right down there?"
called his friend Muddy Scrub.
"Yes, I think so."
But Spanny was still inside the washing machine and didn't know what had happened. He connected the pipe and turned the tap on.
"Help!"
yelled Nubby as a torrent of water gushed out. It swept him, splashing and tumbling down the drain. At last, the water stopped. Nubby got to his feet and looked around. He saw a light in the distance and ran towards it. It came from the top of the drain. He was home again. Nubby clambered up the pipe and stepped out into a room full of washing machines. He let out a gasp of horror.
He had walked right into Greasy's laundromat.
He heard the voice of Big Tub Dub.
"This is our new secret weapon, the grease tank." "Thug Dub and Mug Dub made this great gun from an old vacuum cleaner, and it's loaded with gallons of black grease. Tomorrow, we'll drive it into Manky Muffin's laundrette and blast the grease into the washing machines and onto any scabby Scrubs who get in the way. Then Muffins will close down, and everyone will wash their clothes at Greasy's. So Mr. Greasy will make more money and we'll have more to eat." The Dubs jumped up and down, cackling with glee, and started to chant, "Up with the Dubs, we are the best. Down with the Scrubs, shoot grease on their heads."
"This is terrible," thought Nubby. "I must go back and tell the others as quick as I can."
He lowered himself down the pipe and made his way back along the dark tunnel.